It's been my privilege to fellowship with the young people this past week.
我有福气能够和青年的人他们在过去这个礼拜有交通。
I remember last year at this youth retreat, the Lord gave us a very precious time together.
我记得去年的青年特会，主持带给我们一段非常宝贵的时间。
And again this year, the Lord was faithful and really moved among the young people.
在今年我们也看见主实在是信实的，他实在是感动了许多的青年人。
As the young people prayed about the conference, they came up with several scriptures that they wanted to emphasize.
当青年的弟兄姊妹，他们为着青年特会在主的面前仰望的时候，他们里面就有了几段的经文。
One of the scriptures that they emphasized is in 2 Timothy, and we'd like to look at it together this morning.
其中第一段就是在哥林多后书今天早上，我们是提摩太后书，我们今天早上一同来看。
2 Timothy and chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章。
We'll read verses 19 through 22.
我们从19节看到第22节。
Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness.
提摩太后书第二章第十九节。然而神坚固的根基立住了，上面有着印记说，主认识谁是他的人，又说，凡称呼主名的人，总要离开不义。
Now in a large house there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
在大户人家不但有金器、银器，也有木器、瓦器。
Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
作为贵重的，也有作为卑贱的。人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。Now
flee from youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同拿清心祷告主的人追求公义。
When I read these several scriptures the young people suggested, this one is the one that stayed in my heart.
当青年的弟兄姊妹们和我看他们心里面所有的几段的圣经，这一段就摸着我。And
so during these days we have been speaking about the matter of consecration.
所以这段的日子我们就讲到奉献的这件事。
Now, as I'm here to share with all of you this morning,
今天早上我和弟兄姊妹们一同交通,
nevertheless, when I see the young people sitting in the front row, my heart goes out to them.
我看见青年的弟兄姊妹们他们坐在前面，我的心就特别向着他们。
And if you will allow me, I would like to share with the young people one more message on consecration, and I hope everybody will receive something from it.
所以如果你们可以的话，我愿意再 和青年的弟兄姊妹们再分享一次奉献的事，盼望其他的弟兄姊妹们也能够得着帮助。We
are all burdened this day because the church is very large. It is a very large house, as Paul says.
今天我们都有同意的负担，好像保罗所说的，咱的教会是实在是好像保罗所说的，是一个大户的人家。But
in this Lord's house, the Lord wants precious, honorable vessels.
但是在这个大户的人家，主所要的乃是贵重的器皿。There
are many vessels in the house.
你知道，在一个家里面有很多的器皿。Some
for honor, some for dishonor.
有做贵重的，也有做卑贱的。But
the Lord's eyes look to and fro across the earth for those vessels of honor to choose.
但是今天主的眼目遍地在找那些可以做贵重器皿的。
During the time of the youth retreat, I used three examples from the Old Testament of honored vessels.
在过去的青年特会，我就在旧约里面用三个的例子讲到贵重的器皿。
They were vessels of honor because their lives were consecrated to the Lord.
他们能够成为贵重的器皿，因为他们的生命是献给神的。
We talked about the intimacy of consecration from the life of Samuel.
我们就来看撒母耳，我们就讲到奉献的圣火那个亲密的关系。
When Samuel said to the Lord, "Speak, Lord, thy servant hears."
但撒母耳对神说，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
This began a lifelong fellowship with the Lord, where he heard and sought the word of the Lord.
这就成为他从主之间一生亲密关系的开始。
And then we looked at the life of David, and we saw his wholehearted consecration to the Lord.
我们又看大卫他怎么样全心的来奉献给主。
We saw how he inspired those around him to also give themselves to the Lord.
我们就看见因着他的影响，在他周围的人，他们也是这样的，把他们自己奉献给神。
And then we looked at Daniel as a vessel of honor to the Lord.
我们又看但以理他怎么样成为贵重的器皿。
And he set his mind to serve the Lord alone.
他是一心一意的来服侍神。
And the Lord gave him great understanding and wisdom.
神就给他极大的聪明智慧。
Now I felt in my heart it wouldn't be right not to also share by example a vessel of dishonor.
但是在我的心里我也有一个感觉，我们也要来看什么是卑贱的器皿。
In this matter of consecration, there is need for warning.
我想在奉献的这件事上，我们需要有受到警告。
And so I just wanted us to look at another familiar character in the Old Testament.
所以我就想我们来看旧约我们很熟的一个的人物。
Just to learn the lesson of consecration from the life of Samson.
我们来看参孙他的在奉献的事上的一个例子。
So I'd like for us to meditate for a few moments on Samson and the stolen consecration.
我们就来看一下参孙和他那个偷去的奉献。
Now we want to turn to Judges in chapter 14.
我们来看士师记第十四章。
We want to read some verses together to remember the story.
我们来读一些的圣经来提醒我们这个故事的背景。
In chapter 14, we find Samson as a young man.
在士师记第十四章，我们就看见参孙他是一个年轻人。
And so it's good to look for young people's sake at this passage.
所以为着青年人，我想这是一个很适当的例子。
We'll read the first 9 verses of chapter 14.
我们来看士师记第十四章头九节。
Then Samson went down to Timnah and saw a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistines.
14章第一节，参孙下到亭拿，在那里看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿。
And he came back and told his father and mother, I saw a woman in Timnah, one of the daughters of the Philistines. Now therefore, get her for me as a wife.
参孙上来禀告他父母说，我在亭拿看见一个女子，是非利士人的女儿，愿你们给我娶来为妻。
Then his father and mother said to him, Is there no woman among the daughters of your relatives, or among all our people, that you go to take a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines? But Samson said to his father, Get her for me, for she looks good to me.
他父母说，在你弟兄的女儿中，或在本国的民中，岂没有一个女子，何至你去在未受割礼的非利士人中娶妻呢？参孙对他父亲说，愿你给我娶那女子，女子应我喜悦她。
However, his father and mother did not know that it was the Lord, for he was seeking an occasion against the Philistines. Now at that time, the Philistines were ruling over Israel.
他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击非利士人。那时非利士人辖制以色列人。
Then Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother, and came as far as the vineyards of Timnah, and behold, a young lion came roaring toward him.
参孙跟他父母下亭拿去，到了亭拿的葡萄园，见有一只少壮狮子向他吼叫。
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, so that he tore him as one tears a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or mother what he had done.
耶和华的灵大大感动参孙，他虽然手无器械，却将狮子撕裂，如同撕裂山羊羔一样。他行这事，并没有告诉父母。
So he went down and talked to the woman, and she looked good to Samson. And when he returned later to take her, he turned aside to look at the carcass of the lion, and behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the body of the lion.
他参孙下去与这女子说话，就喜悦她。过了这日子，再下去要娶那女子，转向道旁要看死尸，见有一群蜂子和蜜在死尸之内。
So he scraped the honey into his hands and went on, eating as he went. And when he came to his father and mother, he gave some to them and they ate. But he did not tell them that he had scraped the honey out of the body of the lion.
就用手取蜜，且吃且走，到了父母那里，告给他父母，他们也吃了，只是没有告诉这蜜是从死尸之内取来的。
Let's pray.
我们有一点的祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for all that you have given us in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
父啊，我们感谢你在主耶稣里面所赐给我们的一切。
He has given us His grace, His calling, His gifting.
他把他的恩典、他的护照、恩赐都赏给我们。
Help us all to respond to such a gift, by giving ourselves unto you.
父啊，但愿我们对他所赐的，我们有一个响应，我们就把自己奉献给你。
O Lord, exhort our hearts regarding this matter of consecration.
主啊，在感动这件事上鼓励我们的心。
Speak to us by your Holy Spirit this morning.
今天早上借着圣灵向我们说话。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
As we were looking at the Old Testament characters, there were some things they had in common.
我们如果来看旧约的人物的话，我们可以看到一些的共同点。
These vessels of honor were raised up at a very important time in the life of God's people.
啊，我们看见这些贵重的器皿是在神的子民一段非常重要的时期所兴起的。
We all know the background of the book of Judges.
我们都知道四世纪的背景。
The children of Israel were in the promised land.
以色列人他们已经到了应许之地。
But they had no king, and everyone did what was right in their own eyes.
但是他们没有王，个人就任意而行。
This caused great spiritual weakness.
这就叫他们属灵的光景非常的软弱。
And because they were unfaithful and worshipped idols,
因为他们对神不忠，他们拜偶像。
They often found themselves oppressed by the enemy.
他们就常常受到仇敌的压制。
Here at the time of Samson, the Philistines were oppressing the people of Israel.
在参孙的时候，非利士人他们是辖制以色列人的。
Now the people were unfaithful.
以色列人他们是不忠的。
And they should have been oppressed.
他们实在是应该受逼迫的。
But when they cried out to the Lord, He had mercy.
但是当他们向神呼求的时候，神就向他们有怜悯。
And no matter what condition God's people are in,
无论神的子民他们是在什么的光景之下
When they cry out to the Lord, the Lord has mercy.
他们如果求告神的话神就怜悯他们
And it seems as though the Lord looks down upon them.
就好像神看下来
And chooses a sovereign vessel.
神就拣选一个贵重的器皿
And he raises this vessel up to deliver the children from their oppression.
他就兴起这个器皿来拯救以色列民他们脱离逼迫
This is God's sovereign grace.
这就是神主权的恩典。
And the story of the judges are stories of God sovereignly choosing a vessel to deliver the children of Israel from their enemies.
四世的故事就是讲到神怎么样兴起他的器皿来拯救他的子民。
And so this is the case with Samson.
所以参孙是一个例子。
You know, of course, about his sovereign birth.
我们知道参孙是怎么样应着主的权主权而生下来的。
His parents were barren.
他的父母亲他们没有孩子
But the angel of the Lord came and said I will give you a son
但是神的使者来对他们说我要给你们一个儿子
And he will begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines
他要把以色列人从非利士人的手中拯救出来
This was a miraculous choosing
这实在是一件神迹
And Samson was born
产生就这样生下来了。
He was sovereignly born.
他是应着神的主权而生下来的。
And then we see his sovereign upbringing.
然后我们又看见他怎么样是在神的主权之下长大的。
From his birth, he was consecrated by his parents.
他一出生，他的父母亲就把他奉献给神。
He was a Nazarite from birth.
他是生出来就是做拿细耳人的。
He was devoted unto God.
他是奉献给神所用的。
He never cut his hair.
他从来不剃头。
He never drank wine.
他不喝酒。
He stayed away from all dead flesh.
他不碰死尸。
He was a most remarkable and unusual young man.
他实在是一个非常不平凡的年轻人。
And he was also unique in his gifts.
他的恩赐也是非常的特别的。
When the Holy Spirit came upon him, he had great strength.
当圣灵来到他身上的时候，他有极大的力量、能力。
Now, as you know, unfortunately, Hollywood pictures Samson in a certain way.
你知道荷里活他们拍电影的时候就把参孙拍成怎么样呢？
If you ever see a movie on television about Samson, you see that he's always some kind of a muscular he-man like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
如果你看在电视看过这套影片的话，你就看见他们把参孙这个人呢，他是一个好像一个大力士，好像一个那个健做那个健身的人。
But probably Samson wasn't like that.
但是实在来说，参孙大概不是这样。
A matter of fact, his strength was a secret.
实在来说，他的力气是个秘，是个奥秘。
It's when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him, he had superhuman strength.
乃是在耶和华的灵充满他的时候，他就攀了力气。
So I always tell young people.That Samson was more like Mel Gibson than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
所以我就告诉年轻人，参孙他的个子不是很大。
He was a good-looking man.
他样子大概长得不错。
He wasn't weak.
他大概不是很脆弱。
But this is just like the gifts that the Lord gives us.
就好像主给我们其他的恩赐一样。
Samson wasn't super strong in his own flesh.
参孙按照肉体来说，他不是很强壮。
But when the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.Superhuman strength.
但是当耶和华的灵充满他的时候，他就有超人的力气。
And he was God's sovereign vessel for this very time.
他实在是神在地上在那个时候所用的器皿。
You know, at this particular time, the Philistines were oppressing Israel.
So, 在那个时候，非利士人他们是逼迫以色列人的。
And the Philistines were very wise.
非利士人他们非常的聪明。
They allowed the children of Israel no blacksmiths.So they could make no swords or spears.
他们就不让以色列人他们中间有工匠可以打一些的武器。
So anybody who wanted anything sharpened had to go to the Philistine blacksmiths to get their tools sharpened.
所以如果以色列人他们要用什么的工具的话，他们要找非利士人的工匠来做。
But God raised up a sovereign deliverer.
但是神兴起了他自己的拯救者。
Samson, filled with the Holy Spirit, did not need any sword, any spear.
参孙他被圣灵充满的时候，他就不需要有任何的武器。
Even like with the lion, with his own bare hands, he could kill and break.
我们看见他怎么样赤手把那个狮子打死。
One time he used the jawbone of a donkey to kill people.
有一次他用这个驴的腮骨来做武器。
So in a time where there could be no metal arms, still Samson was used to deliver the children of Israel.
虽然他没有什么用金属做的武器，但是他能够拯救以色列人。
God chose this vessel.
神拣选了这个器皿。
You can see God's grace upon this vessel.
我们就看见神的恩典怎么样与这个器皿同在。
The Lord began to stir the spirit of Samson.
神就兴起激动参孙的灵。
And the Lord knew Samson.
神也知道参孙。
We remember in verse 4.
我们记得在我们在第四节。
However, his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, for he was seeking an occasion against the Philistines.
这里说他的父母却不知道这事是出于耶和华，因为他找机会攻击非利士人。
The Lord knew all about Samson.
神知道认识参孙的一切。
He was raised in consecration.
他乃是在奉献的情形之下长大的。
But when we see Samson here in chapter 14, does he not look like a typical teenager?
但是如果我们看四世纪第十四章的时候，参孙是不是好像一个非常典型的少年人呢？
Even though he has the Holy Spirit,
虽然他有圣灵,
even though he's consecrated,
虽然他已经奉献了,
when we see him in chapter 14, he's a self-willed, stubborn teenager.
但是在十四章我们看见他是个典型的少年人蛮有自己的意识非常的反梗。
Now I look at these young people, I don't see that they could possibly be stubborn.
我看这些青年人他们大概不是非常的反梗。
But then I remember my own days as a teenager, and I think maybe they are stubborn.
但是我想想我自己少年人的时候大概他们跟我也是差不多。
Samson was stubborn.
潘森他是非常的反梗的。
He was self-willed.
他是非常自我有主义的。
He knew what was right.
他知道什么是对的。
Mommy and daddy had no advice.
爸爸妈妈都不知道。
How I want to marry this girl.
我要娶这个女孩子。
Actually, this girl...Children of Israel should not marry Philistines.
我们知道以色列的男子他们不应该娶非利士人的女子的。
But I'm going to marry her. She looks good.
但是呢但是说我喜悦她我要娶她。
This is all teenagers think about.
你知道这是少年人所想的。
So her parents said, no, Samson, please, find somebody else.
所以参孙的父母亲就说不要你另外再找吧。
But Samson said, no, get her.
参孙说我要这个。
Now, is this the action of a consecrated young man?
你看，这是是不是一个奉献了人他应该有的态度呢？
He's very stubborn.
他是非常的迂
腐。Not willing to change his mind.
他不要改变主意。
And so his parents and Samson go down the road to meet this girl.
所以参孙的父母亲就跟他下亭拿看这个女子。
And Samson walking down the road.
但参孙走在路上的时候。
Well, he transgressed again.
他又 做错了。
Now you know, a Nazarite should never go near the grapes.
你知道拿细尔人他不应该走进葡萄园的。
But Samson went into the vineyard.
但是参孙走进葡萄园。
What's he doing in the vineyard?
那么他在葡萄园干什么呢?
He's up to something.
大概他有了一些的主意。
He's just curious.
大概他好奇吧。
He can just walk faster than his parents, so he's going some here and there.
他比父母走得快，所以他这里看看，那里看看。
And while he's there in the vineyard, a lion jumps out.
当他在葡萄园的时候，有一个狮子就跑出来了。
But brothers and sisters, this is amazing.
但是弟兄姊妹，这是很稀奇的事。
The Lord was with him.
耶和华与他同在。
And the Spirit of the Lord came upon him.
耶和华的灵就降在他身上。
And he tore this lion and killed it.
他就把这个狮子撕裂把它杀死了。
Oh, by God's grace, God protected him.
是神的恩典保护了他。
The Lord was with him.
是耶和华与他同在。
Even though he was a stubborn, foolish young man.
虽然他非常的愚昧非常的反梗。
This is God's amazing grace.
但是这是神奇妙的恩典。
And when he tore this lion and killed it.
当他把狮子撕裂以后。
Now, of course, the lion was very surprised.
你知道狮子他非常的诧异。
But Samson probably was even more surprised.
但是参孙我想更诧异。
He didn't know he had this kind of strength.
他不知道自己有这样的力量。
It was God's grace.
实在是神的恩典。
And the Lord was with him.
主与他同在。
Now, when he got down to the wedding feast,
当他到了婚宴的时候
of course, you know, when they came down toward the wedding feast,He went again into the vineyard.
当他们去婚宴的时候，他又下到葡萄园。
He's still a naughty boy.
他实在是一个非常顽皮的少年。
But he goes in there, and what does he see?
他进到葡萄园，他看见什么呢？
Inside the lion is a honeycomb.
在这个死的狮子里面有一群的蜂子。
And he takes some of the honeycomb.
他就拿取了一些的蜜。
And he eats it. Then he gives some to his parents.
他吃了这些蜜又把一些给了他父母亲。
When he gets to the wedding feast,
当他到了这个婚宴的时候
he also wants to boast.
他就要发口了。
He wants to show off.
他要给表演表扬表扬。
He says, I want to give you a riddle.
他就说我有一个谜给你们猜。
But really he wanted to boast about how strong he was.
其实呢他要表扬一下自己有多大的力气。
Now, he says to the Philistines, now if you can guess the riddle, then I will give you some clothes. But if you can't guess, then you give me some clothes.
他就说你们如果猜出这个谜我就给你们一些的衣服你们猜不出来你们要给我一些的衣服。
And we see in verse 14 the riddle.
在14节我们就看见这个谜。
The riddle was a poem.
这个谜呢是一首诗
Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet.
这首诗呢是这样说的，刺的从刺者出来，甜的从强者出来。
I was reading one modern translation of the Jewish translation of this.
我最近看到一个比较新的犹太人的翻译。
And it says this, out of the eater, something to eat.
说刺的从刺者出来。
Out of the bitter, something sweet.
然后从说甜的从苦者出来。
But however you want to look at it, this is a riddle of the grace of God in Samson's life.
无论我们怎么样说，这个谜实在来说是讲到神在参孙身上的恩典。
You know, when the Lord saves us, He so pours His grace out upon us.
你知道，当神拯救我们的时候，他的恩典实在是倾倒在我们的身上。
And as we walk, even as young people, we begin to understand this riddle of the Christian life.
我们虽然年纪轻，但是当我们在基督徒的生活上，我们与神同走，一同行走的时候，我们实在经历这个。
Out of the eater, something to eat.
吃的从吃的出来。
Now the enemy is as a roaring lion. He is always prowling, trying to catch us.
我们知道仇敌好像吼叫的事实，他的在遍地游行，要吞吃我们。
But when temptation jumps at us, or when the enemy would try to take us,
但是当试炼或者仇敌要来攻击我们的时候，
the Lord gives us the way of victory.
主就给我们有得胜的道路。
When the enemy attacks,
当仇敌攻击我们的时候，
it gives us food.
它就成为我们的食物。
It makes us stronger.
叫我们有力量。
And this is true in our Christian life by God's grace.
你知道，因着神的恩典，这实在在我们基督徒的生活里面是真实的。
The Lord protects us.
神保护我们。
And we find in our Christian life,
我们就看见我们基督徒的生活，
that when we go through difficult times,
当我们经过艰难的时候，
they only strengthen us.
叫我们更坚强。
You remember Caleb as he stood at the, at the Kadesh Barnea.
我们知道迦勒他在加底斯的时候，
and he says, let's go into the promised land.
他就说让我们进到应许之地。
He says, the enemy will become our food.
他就说仇敌要成为我们的食物。
This is our experience as Christians by the grace of God.
因着神的恩典，这实在是我们基督徒的经历。
He not only saves us,
他不单拯救了我们，
He makes us more than conquerors.
他叫我们是做了得胜者有余。
Out of the eater, something to eat.
吃的从刺者出来。
Out of the bitter, something sweet.
甜的从苦者出来。
This is also the Christian life.
这也是基督徒的生活。
Even out of tragedy, out of bitterness, out of disappointment, comes something sweet.
有的时候在痛苦，在悲剧，在苦难之中，有甘甜出来。
The Lord works everything together for good to those who love Him and are called according to His purpose.
主实在是叫万事万物互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
The world cannot understand the Christian.
世界不能够明白基督徒。
Especially when a Christian goes through great difficulty.
特别是当一个基督徒经过苦难。
They respond so differently than the world.
他们与世界的反应是那样的不同。
Now the world becomes bitter.
你知道世界他们就非常的苦戒。
Now the world tries to escape.
世界他要 逃避。
But the Christian waits for the Lord.
但是基督徒呢，他们是等候主的。
And the Lord gives them resurrection and life through this circumstance.
主就在这个环境里面给他们经历生命与复活。
Some Christians who have been through the bitter experience are the sweetest Christians.
有一些经过苦难的基督徒，他们是特别甘甜的基督徒。
So Samson,He tasted, he saw that the Lord was good.
参孙他是尝到了，他尝过耶和华的美善。
But Samson was also careless.
但是参孙他也是非常的不小心。
He wanted to boast.
他要夸口。
He told this riddle.
他就把这个谜讲出来了。
Now the world could not figure out the riddle.
你知道世界他猜不出，世界不能够猜出这个谜。
But the world knew something.
但是世界也知道一点。
Go to his wife, and she will get the answer out of him.
我们猜不出来，但是找他的太太大概就知道。
Samson was so naive.
参孙实在是非常的天真。
He thought maybe he was strong in body, also stronger in mind than his wife.
他以为他力气大， 他以为自己比他太太也聪明。
Now all brothers know this is impossible.
弟兄们都知道这是不可能的事。
Now his wife cried and cried and cried, and finally he told her the riddle.
他的太太哭了又哭又哭，他受不了，就把谜告诉他的太太。
And of course she told the riddle to the Philistines.
他的太太就把这个谜告诉腓力斯人。
And Samson, when they told the riddle, got so mad, he got up and killed 30 Philistines.
参孙他就非常的生气，结果他就杀了30个腓力斯人。
But you know, because Samson was playing with the world, he lost his blessing.
但是参孙当他在世界上好像要来玩耍的时候，结果他就受了损失。
Now, of course, Samson is just an Old Testament picture.
我们知道参孙不过是旧约的一幅的图画。
But within this picture, we can see something of what is necessary for true consecration.
但是在这幅的图画里面，我们可以看得出，我们如果有真的奉献，我们需要什么？
The first thing we notice,
头一件事我们注意的，
is how patient the Lord is.
我们就看见神是何等的忍耐。
Here's a young foolish boy.
这里有一个年轻的非常愚昧的少年人。
But the Lord protected.
但是神保护了他。
The Lord gave him the power of the Holy Spirit.
神借着圣灵给他有力量。
The Lord was kind and merciful.
神实在是蛮有恩典和慈人。
Actually, perhaps you know the story.
弟兄姊妹们大概都知道这个故事。
Actually, the Lord sovereignly prevented him from marrying the girl.
神在神的主权里面怎么样避免了参孙与那个女子结婚。
Now he got so mad, he went away.
他那么的生气，他就跑掉了。
And when he came back again to take her, she was already married.
他再回来的时候，这个女子已经结了婚了。
Now actually the Lord was protecting him.
你看，神实在是在保护他。
Isn't the Lord merciful?
神是不是蛮有慈悲呢？
And I don't know, but I sometimes think that maybe the lion was a warning to Samson. Watch out.
我想有的时候大概神是用这只的狮子来警告参孙小心了。
In any case, we can see how merciful, how patient, how long-suffering the Lord is.
无论如何，我们就看见神的慈悲，神的慈悲，神的忍耐。
Here is his vessel.
这里有一个器皿
filled with the Holy Spirit.
是充满了圣灵的。
Called to be a judge to deliver from the Philistines.
他是被呼召来做士师，来拯救以色列人脱离非利士人的。
And yet God is merciful.
然而神是蛮有慈悲的。
Because he realizes even with his vessel, they have to go through a process from the natural man to the spiritual man.
因为神知道要用一个器皿，需要把它从一个天然的情形里面变成一个属灵的器皿。
You know, especially when we're young.If we're filled with the Spirit, we're also filled with ourselves.
我们知道，当我们年轻的时候，虽然我们可能是充满了圣灵，但是我们也充满了自己。
But the Lord stands with us.
但是神与我们同在。
The Lord uses us.
神用我们。
But the Lord brings us to the cross.
但是神要带我们到十字架。
To the place where we don't depend upon ourselves, but we depend upon the Lord.
到了一个地步，我们不依靠自己，乃是依靠主。
The Lord is very long-suffering regarding his vessel.
神实在是在他要用的器皿的身上非常的忍耐。
He must bring us all from this natural state into a spiritual awareness.
他要把我们从天然的情形带到属灵的光景里面。
But in real consecration, there must come a point.
所以真实的奉献我们必须来到一个地步。
There must come a point where the vessel responds to the mercy of God.
我们来到一个地步，这个器皿必须对神的慈悲有反应。
For Samson, his parents consecrated him.
对，在参孙的身上，我们知道是他父母亲把他奉献给神。
His parents taught him the separated life.
他的父母亲教他怎么样过分别的生活。
Thank God for godly parents.
神在感谢神给我们有敬畏神的父母。
They even cover us by their prayers and keep us by the Lord's help from much foolishness.
应着他们的祷告，我们就蒙纪念，就叫我们许多时候不受我们愚昧的的苦。
But there comes a point.
但是到了一个地步。
Where Samson has to take the Lord for himself.
探身必须他自己要主。
Where Samson says, I.Of my own free will, consecrate my life.
参孙必须要说，我自己 要把自己奉献给神。
Now, not because my parents want me to.
不是我的父母亲要我奉献。
But because I want to.
乃是我要奉献。
Now, how do we come to this point?
我们怎么样来到这个地步呢？
We all know this passage in Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
我们知道罗马书12章第一节怎么说。
Now, I beseech you by the mercies of God to present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your intelligent service.
弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，是理所当然的。
Now, what is necessary before we can present ourselves to God?
我们需要什么才可以把自己奉献给神呢？
I would put it this way.
让我这样说。
We have to have a little bit of history of His mercy.
我们需要有神慈悲的一些的历史。
See, Paul in his letter is saying, now if you understand your salvation, give your life to God.
保罗在他的书信里面说，如果我们明白救恩的话，我们就要把自己奉献。
Now if you have experienced his mercy in your life, it's time to give yourself to God.
如果我们经历了神的慈悲，我们就需要把自己奉献给他。
When we experience his mercy,
当我们经历神的慈悲的时候，
it should capture our heart.
这就叫我们的心被神得着了。
The goodness and the kindness of God should lead us to a place of repentance.
主的良善，主的仁慈，就叫我们来到个地步，我们觉得需要悔改。
The Lord is so merciful to us.
主实在是那样的蛮有慈悲。
As He was to Samson.
就好像他对参孙一样。
But in order for consecration to be completed.
但是如果我们要真的来奉献。
God has done everything He can do.
神已经做了他所要做的。
But now,Samson must respond back.
但是参孙现在必须要有一个的反应。
Now the tragedy is Samson never did.
但是很可悲的，参孙没有。
He remained selfish.
他还是非常的自私。
He remained self-willed.
他还是自意。
He continued to follow after his own lust.
他还是按着自己的情欲行事。
He never came to God.
他从来没有来到神的面前。
If he had any spiritual sensibility,
如果他有一些属灵的感觉的话，
He would have said, Oh Lord, I have been so foolish.
他就会对神说，神啊，我是那样的愚昧。
Now I come to you and give you my life.
现在我来到你的面前，我要把我的生命给你。
I ask for your mercy.
我要你的慈悲。
Or even with Samson, as he became aware of his calling.
当参孙他感觉到神在他身上的呼召的时候，
Now, this is a very important job.
这是一件非常重要的事。
He was to begin to deliver Israel from the Philistines.
他要把以色列人从非利士人的辖制之下救出来。
Oh Lord, I see my calling.
耶和华，我看见你的呼召。
And I come to you.
我来到你的面前。
Denying myself.
我否定我的自己。
I want to be faithful to my calling.
我要对你的呼召忠心。
Please give me grace.
主啊，神啊，给我恩典。
And even on the most simple level,
就是在最简单的阶段，
as a result of these affairs he had in the world with the Philistines,
当他与非利士人之间有交往的时候，
at some point he should recognize, these are my enemy.
到某一个地步，他必须看见，这是我的仇敌。
You know, the Lord allows us sometimes to make mistakes and go through things so that we can understand that there's an enemy that we have.
你知道，主有的时候让我们经历一些的事情，让我们实在认识谁是我们的仇敌。
And Samson should have come to the Lord and said, Oh Lord, the Philistine is my enemy. Every time I fellowship with them, they take something from me.
参孙实在是应该来到主的面前，向主说，主啊，我现在认识非利士人是我的仇敌，每一次我碰见他们都叫我受损失。
Lord, keep me from the evil one.
主啊，保护我脱离这恶者。
Now this is...where every young man, every young woman should come to.
这是每一个年轻人他们必须达到的第一步。
Samson is just a picture of the Christian life.
参孙是基督徒生活的一幅的写照。
But we have so much more.
但是我们有更多的。
This matter of coming to the Lord should not be a one-time consecration.
我们知道来到主的面前不是一次的奉献。
The Lord has given us His grace. He's blessed us so many ways.
主给了我们这么多的恩典。
He's been patient with us as unworthy vessels.
他向着我们这些不配的器皿是那样的忍耐。
But when will we deny ourselves?
但是我们什么时候才开始否定我们自己？
When will we take up the cross?
我们什么时候才肯背起十字架呢?
When will we be equipped by His grace to be a worthy vessel?
我们什么时候再让主装备我们作为一个贵重的器皿呢?
This is what's necessary for real consecration.
所以如果我们要有真正的奉献我们必须有这一切
Now we brothers and sisters we look this week at the camp
弟兄姊妹们这个礼拜我们有青年的特会
At this passage in 2 Timothy chapter 2
在提摩太后书第二章我们刚才所读的
In the midst of this large house with many vessels of all different kinds of character
在大户的人家我们有那么多的人那么多不同的器皿
Even though there's many vessels
虽然有许多的器皿
Yet it says, the firm foundation of God stands. The Lord knows those who are His.
但是在神稳固的根基里面主认识谁是属于他的
You know, on Sunday morning, we can have 1,000 people meeting.
你知道在主日我们可能有1,000人聚在一起
But when the Lord looks at us,
但是当主看我们的时候
He's looking for worthy vessels.
他是在找有用的器皿
He is not at all concerned with how many vessels we have, even if everybody is just a wooden vessel. No, he wants honorable vessels.
主虽然在这里有许多许多的器皿，但是主所要的是贵重的器皿。
And so he looks at us.
所以他看我们。
He wants these honorable vessels of usefulness to himself.
他是在寻找贵重有用的器皿。
And so in this story we see the tragedy of Samson's life.
所以我们看参孙我们就看见一个悲剧。
Unfulfilled consecration.
是一个没有完成的奉献。
The Lord did all he could.
神已经做了他所能做的。
But Samson never responded.
但是参孙没有反应。
The Bible says in 2 Timothy, not only does the Lord know who are his,
在提摩太后书这里说主不单知道谁是属于他的
But we have a responsibility
我们也有一个责任
It says let everyone who names the name of the Lord abstain from wickedness
这里说凡称呼主名的人总要离开不义
Now we have to cooperate in this consecration
在奉献的时上我们需要与神合作
The Lord knows us and has a sovereign plan for us by His grace
主认识我们他在我们的身上有他特别的计划
But as we become aware of this sovereign plan then it's ours to respond to Him and to come to Him and to give Him our life
当我们认识神在我们身上他自己的计划的时候我们需要有一个的反应
And that's why Samson needs to be a warning to us
所以参孙可以作为我们一个的警戒
It's a warning to us because there is an enemy
这是我们的一个警戒因为我们实在有一个仇敌
The enemy comes in to steal consecration
仇敌进来要偷去我们的奉献
To kill and to destroy
他要来杀死他要来毁灭
And if we don't give ourselves to the Lord
如果我们不把自己给主的话
In the end it uncovers us
最后
It uncovers us and then the enemy is able to steal from us
我们就因着没有保护仇敌就能够把我们偷走了
Now in the story of Samson how did his strength get stolen
在参孙的身上我们看见他怎么样失去他的力气呢
We find in chapter 16
在第16章
Once again he went down to Philistia
他又来到腓力士地
And he fell in love with another Philistine woman.
他又看上了另外一个腓力士的女子
Delilah.
就是大力拉。
Now you would think he would begin to get smart.
你以为参孙现在大概会聪明一点了
Not only the Philistines my enemy, but women my enemy.
他应该知道腓力士人是他的仇敌女人也是他的仇敌。
But he fell in love with Delilah.
但是呢他看上了大力拉。
And the Philistine leaders came to Delilah to find out the secret of his strength.
所以腓力士的首领就来到大力拉就要大力拉找出他力气的秘密。
Samson was very weak compared to the power of women.
你知道参孙和女人的力量比起来弱得多了。
Delilah wept and cried and said, You don't love me, you won't tell me the secret.
大力拉就又哭又吵说你不爱我所以你不告诉我。
Now, a man can take that one time.
你知道一个男人一次还受得了。
But every day, every day.
但是一天过一天总是这样。
It's just too much.
受不了。
But now we see when his consecration was stolen.
我们就看见他的奉献怎么样被偷走了。
In chapter 16, verse 15.
在16章第15节。
Then Delilah said to him, How can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have deceived me these three times and have not told me where your great strength is.
大利拉对参孙说你既不与我同心怎么说你爱我呢你只三次欺哄我没有告诉我你硬核有这么大的力气。
It came about when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him that his soul was annoyed to death.
大利拉渐渐用话催逼他甚至他心里烦闷要死。
A woman knows she can get anything she wants.
我们知道女人知道她可以从心所欲。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Become weak and be like any other man.
参孙就把心中所藏的都告诉了他对他说向来人没有用剃头刀剃我的头因为我自出母胎就跪神做拿细耳人。若剃了我的头发我的力气就离开我我便 软弱像别人一样。
Now when Delilah saw that he had told her all that was in his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines.
大利拉见他把心中所藏的都告诉了他就打发人到非利士人的首领那里对他们说。
Samson had the secret of his consecration in his heart.
参孙在他心里面有他奉献的秘密。
In his heart, he was consecrated to God by his parents.
在他的心里，因着他的父母亲，他已经是给奉献了给神的。
Now, some people think he lost his strength when they cut the hair off.
有人以为参孙是在被剃了头以后失去力量。
But he actually lost his strength when he revealed his heart.
但是实在来说，当他把心里的秘密告诉了别人的时候，他的力量就没有了。
He said, "I am just like any other man."
他就说。我就好像别人一样
except that from birth I have been separated unto God
除了我一生出来我是被分别出来归神的
when the world found that secret they stole the secret out of his heart
当世界知道这个秘密的时候他们就把这个偷走了
it was a terrible tragedy
这实在是一个很大的悲剧
and what a tragedy we see before us
我在我们的面前我们就看见这个极大的悲剧
he lost his power
他就失去了他的力气
Then they poked out his eyes and he lost his vision.
他们就把他的眼睛挖出来了他就看不见了。
He lost his usefulness.
他就没有用处了。
He lost his calling.
他就失去了他呼召。
He lost his testimony.
他就失去了他的见证。
They took Samson.
他们就把参孙带走。
And they made him like an ox.
他们就好像当他是一头牛一样。
They put him in a grinding mill.
他们就把它用它来推磨。
And instead of an animal, he had to go around and around in a circle and grind the flour of the Philistines.
他们就用它好像一只野兽一样给非利士人来磨面粉。
He became a reproach of a testimony.
他实在是变成一个受压的见证。
Here is God's judge.
这里我们看见神的审判。
Now we,
在这里我们看见神的一个事实。
Now we use him like a beast.
现在呢非利士人可以当他是野兽一样
If we do not consecrate our lives to the Lord
如果我们不把我们的生命奉献给神
We can lose our vision
我们也可以失去我们的意向
Our testimony
我们的见证
Our power
我们的力量
Our usefulness
我们的用处
But I can't leave the story there
但是我不能够就这样结束了
Because God is sovereign and He's merciful
因为神是有慈悲的神是有他的主权的
It turns out that God knew Samson would be stubborn
我们就知道神认识参孙他是那么样的的愚顽
When we say God is sovereign it means he knows what's going to happen
当我们知道我们讲到神的主权就讲到神是知道一切的
And so he planned Samson's life to use his stubbornness for his own purposes
但是我们就看见神怎么样可以用参孙的他的顽梗来完成他的旨意。
But you know, brothers and sisters, the Lord is sovereign, and he uses every vessel in his house.
神实在是用他的家里每一个的器皿的。
Isn't this the mercy of God?
He doesn't throw any of his vessels out.
这是不是神极大的慈悲呢？他不把任何的器皿丢掉。
He's so merciful, he uses every vessel for something.
他实在是那样的蛮有慈悲，他每一个器皿他都用。
Because we are his vessel.
因为我们实在是他的器皿。
No matter how unprofitable we are.
我们虽然是没有什么的用处。
He will store something in us.
但是神还是把一些的东西放在我们身上。
Make us useful for something.
叫我们有一些的用处。
Oh, he uses all of his vessels.
他实在是用他所有的器皿。
And so he used Samson, even knowing his stubbornness.
所以他也是用参孙了，虽然他是非常的反梗。
But brothers and sisters, our choice as to whether we're going to be worthy or unworthy has to do with our consecration.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们做一个配不配用的器皿，就看我们有没有奉献。
Which is the better way?
什么是更好的道路呢？
To be used by the Lord in spite of us?
是虽然因着我们的软弱，主还能够用我们呢？
Or to cooperate with the Lord and be used as a vessel of honor.
或是与主合作，让主实在是用我们做他的器。
You know, for Samson's life, he did in fact deliver Israel from the Philistines.
我们知道，在参孙的生命里面，他实在是救了以色列人脱离非利士。
But because he was not consecrated to the Lord.
但是因着他没有奉献给神。
But because he wouldn't walk with the Lord.
因着他没有与神同行。
His life was lonely.
他的生命是孤单的。
He was bitter.
他是非常的苦涩的。
You know, he was a problem to the Philistines, and he was a problem to God's people.
他对非利士人是一个难处，对以色列人也是一个难处。
Nobody wanted him.
没有人要他。
He lived a lonely life.
他过一个非常孤单的生活。
And he could have lived in the blessing.
他实在是可以过一个蒙福的生活的。
Sensing his calling being fulfilled.
他感觉可以经历到他的呼召在所实现。
Seeing a little of the purpose of God realized in his life.
看见神的目的怎么样在他身上完成了。
Cooperating with God.
与神合作。
To do all his will.
来行神的旨意。
Now the Lord will use us.
神可以用我们。
But it depends on our attitude toward him.
但是要看我们向着神的态度是怎么。
Just what blessing we receive.
就可以看我们能够得着什么的祝福。
Now you know the end of the story.
我们知道这个故事的结局。
We see God's sovereign grace once again.
我们就看见神的主权，神的恩典。
You know, the Lord was merciful to Samson.
你知道神向着参孙是蛮有慈悲的。
And he gave him a chance once more.
神就
to have a testimony.
神就给他最后的一次的机会来做一个见证。
Now you know he was blind, but his hair grew back.
我们知道他虽然眼睛已经瞎了，但是他的头发又长出来了。
Even though he was blind and had become a useless vessel,
虽然他已经瞎了，已经是一个无用的器皿。
This is a picture for us that there's still the life of the Lord.
但是我们看见这里还有神的生命。
And the hair grew back.
头发又长出来了。
So in chapter 16,
在第16章
we turn to verse 28,
我们看第28节。
In the middle of a big feast of the Philistines,
非利士人他们在有一个很大的宴席的时候，
they were looking at Samson and they were laughing at him.
他们就看参孙，他们就讥笑他。
But the Lord gave Samson one more chance.
但是神给参孙另外一个机会。
Verse
28.
Then Samson called to the Lord and said, O Lord God, please remember me and please strengthen me just this one more time that I may at once be avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes.
参孙求告耶和华说，主耶和华，求你眷念我，神啊，求你赐我这一次的力量，使我在非利士人身上报那挖我双眼的仇。
Samson grasped the two middle pillars on which the house rested, braced himself against them, the one with his right hand and the other with his left. And Samson said, Let me die with the Philistines. And he bent with all his might so that the house fell on the lords and all the people who were in it. So the dead whom he killed at his death were more than those whom he killed in his life.
29节，参孙就抱住托房的那两根柱子，左手抱一根，右手抱一根，说我情愿与非利士人同死，就尽力屈身防止倒塌，压住首领和房内的众人， 那样参孙此时所杀的人比活作所杀的还多。
I wish I could say that Samson's heart had changed.
我盼望我能够说参孙的心改变了。
But he never became a spiritual man.
但是他从来没有做了一个属灵人。
Even this final prayer was for his own revenge.
但是就是他最后的一个祷告也是为着他自己的仇。
But the Lord heard him.
但是耶和华听了他的祷告。
And the Lord honored him.
耶和华也答应了他。
Once more, the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him.
再一次，耶和华的灵大大的充满他。
He tore down the temple with his own hand.
他就赤手把这个房子拉下。
And more men were killed that day than during his whole rest of his delivering time.
那一天杀死的非利士人比他活着所杀的还要多。
And you know, by God's mercy,
因着神的慈悲。
There in Hebrews chapter 11,
在希伯来书第十一章
among the testimonies of the giants of the faith,
那里讲到信心的伟人他们的见证的时候
Samson's name is mentioned.
参孙的名也被提在那里。
Now that's God's mercy.
这是神的慈悲。
He let him go out in glory.
神让他走得光彩。
But he wasted a life.
但是他把他的一生浪费了。
His consecration was stolen.
他的奉献被偷走了。
He never fulfilled with all his heart God's purpose for him.
在他的生命里面，他没有完成神所托付给他的。
And yet the Lord used him in spite of all.
然而，虽然他是这样，神还是用他。
Now all of this comes just down to one question.
这一些就带我们到了一个的问题。
Now again, I appeal especially to the young people.
特别的，我再一次向青年人说。
Now you have a whole life ahead of you.
在你们前面有很长的一生
You will experience His grace and His mercy.
你们会经历神的恩典神的慈悲
But when He cares for you and when He delivers you and when He blesses you will you come back to Him?
但是当神祝福你当神眷顾你当神带领你的时候你要不要回转归向他呢
I think one of the things that causes me the greatest burden
我想是我里面有一个很大的负担
is when I hear Christians saying, I'm just satisfied to be any kind of vessel in the house.
当我听见基督徒说我能够做神的家里任何的器皿我已经很满足了。
You know, some Christians talk about the mansions up in heaven.
你知道基督徒他们讲到在天上神所预备的地方。
And some people say, that's okay, I'll just take a little tiny house up in heaven.
有的人就说我一个小房子在天上我已经很满意了。
They seem to have no desire to really please the Lord.
他们没有一个渴望实在来讨主的喜悦。
Is it enough just to be a wooden vessel?
做一个木器的器皿是不是足够呢?
Just to carry water in the house or to put dirt in it?
可能是装一些水了装一些垃圾就可以了。
In this last days,There's many vessels in the house of God.
在这末后的日子在神的家里实在有很多的器皿。
But our Lord looks down for the gold vessel and the silver vessel.
但是神看下来他找的是金的器皿银的器皿。
Those willing to give their life to him.
那些愿意把生命奉献给他的。
So he can take us through the fires and purify the gold and the silver.
神就能够带我们经过火经过炼净叫我们做金的银的器皿
to make us useful vessels
叫我们能够做有用的器皿
in this last day
在这末世的时候
this is crucial
这是非常重要的
I think I am very encouraged
这次我非常的受鼓励
because the young people in this day seem to be very special
因为在这末世的年轻人他们是非常的特别的
And the Lord is calling them once again
主又再一次的呼召他们
May we pray that the Lord make vessels of honor
让我们一同祷告叫主这座贵重的器皿
Who are fit and useful for the master
是合乎主所用的
Until the day he comes back
只等到主再来
May the Lord have mercy on us all
愿主的恩典怜悯与我们同在。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
We give you thanks, Lord, for your grace to us.
主，我们应着你向我们的恩典，我们要感谢你。
We give you thanks for our precious young people.
我们感谢你把宝贝的青年人赐给我们。
We give you thanks for our own lives as adults as well.
我们也应过你赐给我们这些人的生命，我们感谢你。
We sense the beseeching, the invitation based upon the history of mercy.
我们看见应过你的怜悯，你怎么样在这里呼召我们，等候我们。
We want to offer ourselves a living sacrifice unto thee.
我们实在要把自己献上给你，当作活祭。
O Lord Jesus, you spared nothing in your consecration.
主耶稣，当你把自己献上的时候，你没有留下什么。
You gave your all for us.
你把你的一切为着我们都献上。Forgive
us for being so foolish.
主啊，赦免我们那样的愚昧。Forgive
us for our stubborn ways.
赦免我们那样的顽梗。Lord,
we want to be found in your house useful to you.
主啊，实在让我们在你的家里成为有用的。
Take these young people who've heard these simple words this week.
主啊，让这些青年人他们听见了你这个你的话。
Our precious brothers and sisters right here, and in New York, and New Jersey, and Virginia, and California.
就是在这里，我们亲爱的青年弟兄姊妹，在纽约的弟兄姊妹，在纽约的弟兄姊妹，在加州的弟兄姊妹。
And as you walk in the midst of the lampstand,
当你在你的灯台中间行走的时候,
may you find vessels of honor.
但愿你能够找到贵重的器皿,
who are wholly given over to you.
他们是圣洁的，是给你用的。
O Lord, we pray your heart may delight in your vessels.
主啊，愿你的心应着你的器皿在做满足。
We thank you for your sovereign grace in our lives.
我们感谢你应着你的主权在我们身上一切的恩典。
And we pray you'll gain glory.
我们实在求你应着这个能够得着荣耀。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.